Reading this morning is going to be with us doing it. And we've got verses from John's Gospel and chapter 15. And it's the first eight verses, but it so happens that phrase by phrase, they pair up. And so what I'd like is what you see on the left-hand side of your screen, if these over here with me would start off with. And then on the right-hand side, after we've said, I am the true vine, would you on this side with Kath and the band say, and my Father is the vine grower. By the way, how delightful that we got Charlotte and Gracie come up very short notice, and also Gregor and Steve. So thank you, band, very much with Kath for leading us today. And so we've got about four of these slides that'll come up, and we'll enjoy this reading together. Let's just, between each side, let's just count to two. Here we go. I am the vine.
And my Father is the vine grower.
He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit.
Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit.
You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you.
Abide in me as I abide in you.
Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine.
Neither can you unless you abide in me.
I am the vine.
You are the branches.
Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit.
Because apart from me, you can do nothing.
Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers.
Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you,
ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
My Father is glorified by this,
that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples.
Thanks a lot. You may not have been so familiar with the word abide, but it just means live in, remain, rest. So we're talking about abiding in the vine. We're talking about abiding in Jesus. Now we're going to see what this means for the church. I wonder whether you can imagine down the center of this aisle here, there is a pulsing source of dynamic life. No, you don't see it. I'm walking on it. But I'd like you to imagine that from the center aisle here, and this will spread all the way down to where Gregor is sat, there is this stream of life that is the stem of the vine. And I wonder if you could join hands from somebody who sat nearest to the source of this life. And I'd like that life to be able to reach out. You're there. To all of the extremities of this room, to everybody here, that you might be linked. And we're going to try and experiment just to see whether we are alive or not. So, are you all linked up? I think I could see some, yes. Yeah, I think we're very, yes, you're sort of nearest. Okay. There are some who are stretching themselves far. And you are, the aisle goes all the way here. So as long as you're linked up to the centre aisle, I see one that is straddling. Oh, good, he's being brought in. Okay, fantastic. Now, I think it would be very good to try a little experiment. Those who are right on this central edge, could you squeeze your hand and let that pass through as a transmission all the way down to the end branches? Let's see whether it's working or not. One has let go.
No, it didn't come.
We got so far. It got to the very end. All right. So, did you receive a little squeeze on the hand?
Got it now.
All right.
We have life. Tremendous. This proves then that unlike our radiators, which were switched on, they were, and the boiler is firing, and it's very hot in the boiler room, but the radiators aren't working. And so life didn't somehow get through into our heating system this morning. But, you know, Jesus, if he is at the root, and if we're joined, if we abide, remain in Jesus, we're going to get that message of love. We're going to get that life. Would you like to share the peace, since you've already been shaking hands, basically? If I just say, the peace of the Lord be always with you. Great, have a seat. And I just wanted to see whether, if you've got Thomas and George and any other children who are lurking there that I can't see, if you want to come out and help me, I'd like to get my garden to grow a bit better this morning. Is that all right? If you'd like to. I'd like a bit of advice. You see, Jesus spoke, oh, well done, Thomas. You're great. I've got this jasmine and honeysuckle plant, which, you know, I know it's just been the winter, and that's why it's a little brown. So I'd like your advice about how I might help. Do you think it needs a bit of water, first of all? Yeah. A bit of water, okay. Just sort of put a bit of water down there. And okay, I've got something else here. Let me see. What does it say here? Can you read that?
All-purpose soluble plant food.
Miracle-Grow plant food. All right. Well, let's put a bit of that down and see whether we can get this to look a little bit more green. I know something isn't right, Thomas. Can you perhaps help me out? What's going on here? The plant is dead. But, I mean, it's even got leaves on it. I mean, gracious me, what could be wrong with it? What's the matter with it, really? Why is it so dead?
Because you haven't been looking after it very well.
Well, I guess that was true. I mean, it's got a wonderful trellis here. Now, don't you think that's a fine trellis? Everybody, can you see the trellis? Oh, magnificent green. What do you say to that, Thomas?
I say that the trellis is suffocating the plant, which is killing it.
Wow, I think you're doing it. You're pretty much spot on there, actually, aren't you? Well done. Will you give him a round of applause? Well done, indeed. You know, there's a book called The Vine and the Trellis, and it's about how the trellis is just but a servant, an instrument. And that's like the institution of the church. So I talked a couple of weeks ago about what the church was in a sermon series. But if you have your human traditions and your ways and your meetings and your policies and everything else, think of that as the trellis. They either serve for growth by being things just that just help to guide and to hold on to. But the real life is lacking here. Although the trellis is in great order, the real life is lacking. So what we need to be concentrating isn't so much the trellis, but it's the being attached to the vine, isn't it? I think that's something that adults, you might like to be thinking carefully about as to what that abiding in Jesus is really about. Okay, I'll put this away so that we don't trip up on that one. Hopefully that's going to stay there, Steve. Fantastic. And we're going to sing a couple of songs. But basically, when we say yes to Jesus, we get attached to the vine. But we have to say, reign in me, for the life to flow. So you can be in Jesus, like people said yes to Jesus, oh, I'll follow you, Jesus. But actually, when he challenged them, he said, now, will you do this? And they said, well, I don't fancy it actually today, thanks very much. Then they were resisting, and so they weren't actually letting his life flow. So we're going to sing Reign in Me, Sovereign Lord, Reign in Me. It's that invitation, as we sing this song twice, for Jesus to be Lord.
The great thing is that once we invite Jesus in, he promises to never let go. So he'll keep on bugging us. He'll keep on asking those questions, will you? Will you? And he will never let go. Even when we let him down, he's not going to throw us off and discard us. He loves us so much. He's longing for us to latch on deeper into him.
Now, it's very strange. I brought some secateurs along here. And they seem to have gone missing. Anybody? Oh, thank you very much indeed. See, he's been hiding them. And I need a married couple just to help me. Now, don't worry. All right, don't worry. but I wonder if there would be a married couple who'd be better to stand back to back here and just spread their arms out like that. It'd be a bit awkward if Kath and I did it because then there'd be nobody to give the talk. But I haven't prompted anybody, so if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. We won't have a visual illustration. But is there a married couple? Just be prepared to stand and do that. Maybe for too long. Oh, well done, Richard. Well done, Jane. Thank you. So sort of back to back, if you would. So one facing the congregation and the other facing... that's wonderful. Thank you very much. No, that is so good. And if you both lean to your right slightly, like this... And then, yes, spread your arms out. Oh, fantastic. We have a tree. Now, if Thomas and George, either of you, well, both of you, would like to help me to decorate this tree, we shall do that. Okay, you'll see a point of it in a minute. Okay, we've still got time. Okay. Now, I think it'd be wonderful if they had some fruit, don't you? Could you pop one of those into a hand? That's lovely. This fruit is showing great signs of life. Wonderful. And into another hand. Thank you very much indeed. Oh, fantastic. Yes. And do we have some more growing there? Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. What about another one? Do you think there's another one? There is. Excellent, excellent. Thank you. Don't go away, Thomas, because we might well have more for you to do. Where did I put those secretaries? Ah, there we are. Now, you see, it just can be that occasionally... Can you manage to grab that as well? All right. Occasionally, what we find in the course of doing our gardening is that there are some... But are these grapes nice? Do you like grapes?
Yes.
Good. They have been washed, Mum. Shall we just test them? Would you like to just test out. If George, do you like grapes? Do you want to come and have one? No. Okay. If anybody else wants, just test out. Make sure this fruit is good fruit. This is really important, you see, because if it's not good fruit, what do you think? Wild grapes or cultivated grapes?
Cultivated.
Cultivated. They're sweet, are they? And they're non... Are they all right?
They're nice.
Phew. So on this tree... We have good fruit growing, and that must mean that you are well attached at the roots, and your vine is absolutely strong. Do you recognize on that picture there, Jesus is the center stem of the vine, and we are the branches, so we are joined, we are abiding in Jesus. Now, you're doing very well. Have you still got some energy? Good, good. We got a bit of a problem in part of your... tree here, in that this fellow, he needs to come off. So there he comes. That wasn't any use, was it?
No.
At all. Why not?
Because it's got nothing on it.
That's right. And do any of you adults know what Jesus said is the secateurs in the reading we had? What prunes the Christian life according to Jesus? Anybody catch it in the reading? God through a particular thing, and that is his words. Jesus said, the words that I say to you have already made you clean, But actually that word clean is the same as pruned. I think we should let Richard and Jane sit down and perhaps give out some of those grapes in the course of the morning. Thank you very much indeed. And Thomas, would you give them a round of applause? Thank you. You can take that one home. That's fantastic. So we're just getting to the nub of this, really, this pruning process in the Christian life. Okay, so we're attached to Jesus, we believe in him, we've said yes, and we've also been saying, yeah, come in, touch every part of my life, make me to grow and be fruitful, so that people can taste of this fruit and say, that's good. What that Christian does and says, that's really good news. But occasionally there are going to be bits where his word comes in, like a pair of secateurs, and it says, hey, I want you to let go of that. Dead bit. Will you just, it's got nothing to do with me. Will you let go? And he asks our permission, actually. He doesn't just come in and saw us up. He says, will you let go? Like I asked Jane, actually, to let go of the stick. And so, how is the Lord speaking to you? That you might make a difference where you are this week. I'd like you to turn to the people next to you and to say, just share in a couple of minutes one area of your life. It might be at home, it might be at work, it might be at school, it might be in the neighbourhood, where you would like to make a real difference. It might be with a particular person, it might be with a group of people, but you would like that fruit to be so evident to them that they taste and see and it makes a real difference. Would you just like to think about that, and then when you're ready, turn for a couple of minutes to those nearest to you.
Okay, okie dokie.
Now, in the latter words of the, thank you very much indeed, of the reading that we had, Jesus gave some clues about how we can be fruitful. How we can, if you like, be like a pump. You know, the heating isn't working. Is there a pump that isn't working? Maybe in our spiritual lives. And that pump he describes as asking. Whatever you ask, he says, and he might have added in my name or in my will, I'd be pleased to give it to you. But will you ask? And today, you might have just today shared with somebody near you, a will. I will to be such a fruitful influence in that group of people, with that individual, that it makes a difference this week. And the next stage is just to ask. So what I suggest is that we just quietly, privately maybe, in the silence, ask God to enable us to grow his fruit, to be a witness wherever we are in this coming week.
It reminds me, actually, you know, that trellis that I had here. Some people might say, well, why is Charles going on a PCC weekend with the PCC then, if all these meetings and all of this church paraphernalia is just a waste of time? It's not like that. It's like I said, the trellis can be that support, that instrument of God, that means by which the life climbs up. And what I'm praying is that during this coming year, through our PCC weekend, really, batting it off, there will be such a clear vision for this church that we will say, yeah, we see life. This is the Jesus work that's going on here. We want to be part of that. And you will invest, like you've been investing maybe through Petster's therapy. You will say, yeah, I want to invest in this St. John's trellis for God's work to flourish. Now, we're going to sing again in a moment. A couple of songs. Well, one will be a song with words, and the other will be an instrumental, and the words will sort of flash up on the screen. And the idea is that we have a hug time with God. I think there's one or two who have been having a good hug with Mum at the back. I don't know about any of you married couples. No, I've not been seeing that sort of very intimate demonstration of love so much since Richard and Jane were up here facing opposite ways. But it's a lovely thing that we can do if we're a single person or a married person or a child with God, is to say, I love you. And to give and receive love. We do that with the communion service, and we actually taste and we eat what symbolizes the body and blood of Jesus. And it spiritually feeds us. And what I'd love us to do in this worship time now is to hug God and to say, I love you, Jesus. And to thank him in your heart. And so the words are going to come up. They're a little bit different than you might have thought in the third line there. So instead of stuff about flesh life, it says, prune my deadness right away. So I've taken that liberty with the words just to make it more relevant for what we've been thinking of today. Okay, let's just be praying as we're stood. Lord, we want our lives to make a difference, and we want them to be fruitful. We thank you that you've given us Jesus. You've given us that stem like a rock to feed from, to stand on. Breathe in us your life by your Holy Spirit this morning so that we can flow out into the world and bear fruit. Lord, of the things that we're needing to prune today, by your word, as we open that word daily, will you show us that we may be changed? Just leave off the deadness and that we be even more fruitful.